Let's go. Hallelujah. Lord, we need grace right now. We need grace to understand this word so that we can see what your plan is for me. Try it on. Lord Jesus, give me grace today so I can see the plan that you have for just me. Because I am selfish. And I like things my way. All the time. Not part time. All the time. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 1. When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with demonstrations of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. What I was telling you a few minutes ago was, when my conversation was with this young woman, because I'm not saying it's easy. I am saying, however, it can be done through the grace of our God and through the mind of the Spirit. The mind of the Spirit is serving constantly. The mind of the Spirit is constantly seeing the weakness in the other and having compassion and mercy, even when you don't feel like you have any left. I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
Verse 6, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age. Or the rulers of this age. Who are the rulers of this age? Principalities and powers of all types are ruling the world, and the world is going down where? They're going downhill fast. So we're not using or going with them. We're going with the one that's on top. Amen? Okay. Who are coming to nothing? Verse 7. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. Now, what is this all about? The knowledge of Christ, His anointed way to do things in a different way, were actually done before the creation of the earth. You were destined, predestined, chosen in Him as a corporate Christ to become what God would say in His word through Daniel. A little tiny stone became a mountain. And that mountain crashed into that incredible image, hit that image in the feet. And it all toppled down. See, what are you talking about? Anybody who knows the theology of those that are thinking that the world system will survive forever? I've got news for you. It won't. Did anybody listen to Glenn Beck the other night when he was talking about the International Monetary Fund and the U.S. Treasury Department, which is not part of our government? Has no representatives, etc., etc. These are things I learned back in the 1960s. I was going crazy. I was angry at the government. And a wonderful gentleman, one of my salesmen, who was in his 70s at the time, or late 60s, began to tell me, stop getting frustrated. There's an underground system that's working, planning everything that happens in the earth. And it's all about money and all about control. And they're still doing their thing today. I saying? I'm saying that the wisdom of this world and the rulers of this age are coming to nothing. That's their future. St. Paul wrote this 2,000 years ago, and the truth is that it's getting closer to the end. And yes, there are shakings going on and rattlings and all kinds of things that are happening. People that are, you know, thinking that everything is going to go on as it was. No, it's not going to go on as it was. It's going to be different. And you know what? You're going to need each other. Your backpacks in that vision were awesome. Because we didn't heed them before. But going down into that valley, we needed them. And we put them on and we did what we needed to do. That's a message to you and me. You're not going to make it without us. And we're not going to make it without you. It's a two-way street. You know, there are gifts and anointings on each and every single one of us. And some people think they can do it on their own, and they're deceived, highly deceived. But you know what? When you're holding hands with the neighbor that has compassion and understanding of who you are in Christ, their anointing will carry you when you least expect or when you think you don't need it. I want you to go back to verse 7, because I want to go a little deeper. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? If the same way no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God, we have not received the Spirit of the world. Did you try it? We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. He cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to a man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's an awful lot of information. Hoping to awaken in you the need of the Holy Spirit to enlighten your brain. It's not the other way around. It's not your brain and what you learn out of a book that's going to make you into the man or woman of God that's been called to sustain your neighbor. It is, however, when you decide that you say, Holy Spirit, I don't understand this vision. I don't understand this word that I got from you. I don't understand something that's going on in my heart. I'm carrying somebody. I don't even know who it is, but I know I'm interceding for someone in the Spirit, and I don't know them. A few weeks ago, I woke up with a vision, and the dream continued, and it was like Valenza. I couldn't understand, but I kept saying, Lord, we need to pray for Poland. I woke up my wife and I said, we need to pray for the Polish people. Now, I'm a good Frenchman, but you know what? There was a lot of Polish jokes when I was growing up. They were the mockery of many of the buddies that I had as I was a teenager. Hey, what are you telling me that for? I'm telling you that because God will lay upon your heart those that are being persecuted. He'll lay upon your heart those that have a need for intercession. And it's the mind of the Holy Spirit to bring up the ones that are hurting and to lift them back up. It is the mind of the Holy Spirit that will awaken you in the middle of the night and intercede for those that are in the churches, like we had this vision there a little while ago. All right? God is using you to intercede for those who are broken and having a hard time. And sometimes the vision won't make sense to you, but it will later. We have the mind of Christ. But let's go back. Verse 7. We speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. I want you to go with me to a couple of other scriptures to verify. Before time began, how God had everything prepared. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Predestined, charged with a commission from God. You say, well, I'm just a kid. God loves kids. First Corinthians 2:7, I already gave it to you. Ephesians 1:5 says the same thing. 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. You say, why would God choose to give me grace before the beginning of time? Think about it. Close your eyes right now. Say, why would God give me grace before the beginning of time? That's before he created the earth. Before he created Adam and Eve. Before any flesh existed in the earth. He poured grace into me. He set me up to serve, to be a lover, even for those who aren't very lovely. Even those that I don't think deserve it. God gave me grace. So I could give out grace. Because you can't give what you don't have. So God made sure. When I was created with all the other spirits, as part of the body of Christ, to really pour out grace. Because I'd have it in abundance. Before time began. Titus chapter 1 verse 2. Titus chapter 1 verse 2. A faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time. You say, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, you had existence and you knew each other in the spirit before the creation of this earth. And you were called for his own purpose to manifest the glory of the Father as a corporate body. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about if you look at the firstborn firstborn son. He was a seed from the heavens put into Mary. For 9 months she carried him. He had a body that was created by the Heavenly Father's hand with the help of this woman. I'm about to take you a little deeper. Right now the church is pregnant. And the body is being formed. She's the heavenly woman. Typified by Sarah. Way old. But very capable of producing a child. It's going to be a man child. An adult son. Capable of changing the earth as a corporate unit. And it was planned by Papa before the beginning of time. Take a deep breath. Holy Spirit, you're the only one that can convince these people of what and who they are in Christ. And I'm trusting you to invigorate them to recognize the need for each other and to stop the selfishness and to really begin to make servants out of us all. Servants to one another. Corporate servants for a purpose. Corporate servants to accomplish what God has already prepared. First Peter 1:2. Who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and the sprinkling by His blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Grace and peace be yours according to your emotions. No. According to what? His abundance. Grace and peace is something you're supposed to give out. Not anger, resentment, and jealousy. Amen. You see, this message can really awaken you to the value of who you are in Christ. This word this morning can change your future from letting you see that you're, I'm just a nobody, saved by grace. Baloney! You were chosen before the world began. You were chosen to work together. You were chosen to be one to each other and harmony to each other. Not backbiting and yelling and screaming and accusing. Good heavens! We've had enough of that. Amen? Amen. When you fall in love with your brother or your sister next to you, do you mean to tell me you have to be like them in order to love them? Thank you. But you know what? As you fall in love with those that are having a hard time, God will heal you as you're praying for them. Pray for one another that you may be healed. James chapter 5. I remember years ago when the prayer line was fully functioning and there was all kinds of people helping. And I was crying on the inside saying, God, what about me? And one of the saints came over and said, you know what, I have a word for you. I says, what's that? James chapter 5. Really? Yeah. While you're praying for all those people, God's healing you. Oh, really? I don't feel it yet. I wasn't feeling it. How many hours did I work a week? I don't even want to know. Phone calls would come at 2 a.m. and 5 o'clock in the morning. It didn't matter. Why? Because you're there to serve. Oh, I haven't got my hair on straight yet. I don't feel like praying for this one. That was not what I said. Because God gave me grace. One more scripture. Revelation 13:8. Revelation 13:8. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. All whose names have not been written in the book of life, belonging to the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. Jesus was chosen to be given up as the high priest and the Lamb. And he passed the inspection and he paid for us. But it was chosen and done in that big meeting that was done in the heavens, way before we were born into this realm. So you wonder why sometimes it's tough. It's because of who you are. Look at your neighbor. Say, I was chosen. Before the beginning of the earth. To be a part of the body of Christ. And that's why sometimes it's tough. And I don't always like my job. I don't like serving sometimes. And I confess to you that I'm getting stronger. Because God said He gave me grace. And I need more. More and more grace to give out for those who are having a hard time. Hallelujah. You got it.